Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Yeah, you're going to see the fog again tomorrow morning. Just be prepared for that one. The rain returning tomorrow, according to Austin Price. And you know he's a meteorologist. He's got the credentials for that one.
Yeah, I never get anything wrong.
So he'll be around in a minute to update us on the potential for rain and how long it's going to hang around here. And also, warmer weather is going to be dominating Northwest Florida this spring. The folks at the NWS passing this on. Forecasters released their research indicating February, March will bring temperatures well above the normal levels. Here along the Gulf Coast, Northwest Florida, it will feel like summer in the middle of spring. So there we go. No, man, this is great for hospitality, for that hospitality sector and economic income. Bring on the warm weather because we love our tourists and we love for them to fill up the local hotels.
Yeah, no. I don't mind warm weather. I take issue with let me wring out my shirt weather.
All right. Let me go ahead and jump right into it. Stocks ending up today despite the latest presidential tariff threats. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
The major averages kicking off the new trading week higher as tech stocks rose while steelmakers like U.S. Steel, Nucor, Alcoa, and other producers popped after President Trump said he would impose additional tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were in the green, with tech the best performer, while financials and healthcare lagged. The Dow winners, McDonald's, Home Depot, and Visa, which notched an all-time high. The Dow decliners, American Express, Goldman Sachs, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The Dow rising 167 points, the Nasdaq higher by 191, S&P 500 up 40. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Yeah, talking about that Trump tariff situation. I want to say it was in his first term, he imposed 25% tariffs on steel, 10% on aluminum, and hopefully we'll hear more confirmation on what exactly his plan is soon. He's also set to announce reciprocal tariffs on what he said would be for every country on Tuesday or Wednesday, so we got to look out for that as well.
You're actually right. 513 News Radio 92.3. I do want to talk about the financials and while we're in this genre right now. Mortgage rates returning to above the 7% level this afternoon. Home buyers, home sellers watching the mortgage numbers real close today. Mortgage News Daily has the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 7.03%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage, 6.42%. And foundations and universities are ramping up their crypto investment portfolios. Ashley Webster has more.
With the Trump administration's pro-crypto stance, institutions simply don't want to miss out on a market boom. For instance, the Financial Times reporting that for its $200 million endowment, the University of Austin is raising a $5 million Bitcoin fund, the first of its kind among the country's endowments and foundations. Georgia's Emory University last year became the first college endowment to disclose holdings of Bitcoin ETFs, and the $4.8 billion Rockefeller Foundation is reportedly considering increasing its exposure to cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, speaking of currency, this is something we touched on last hour as well. The U.S. Treasury being ordered by President Trump to stop minting new pennies. Trump wrote in a post Sunday night on his Truth Social site that the country has for far too long minted pennies, which he says literally cost us more than 2 cents. The U.S. Mint reported a loss of over $85 million in the 2024 fiscal year on the over 3 billion pennies it produced. And I got to tell you, Chris, I understand financially why it seems to be a fair decision, and it's something that's been talked about for a while. But it was, I think, just the other day, I was at a drive-through, and my total was $11.01, and I was so happy to give him a penny. I just felt, I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, they have those little trays there. They drop the pennies in. You know, you can pick and choose whatever you want to.
Right.
And why is the president doing this? Because it makes sense.
I just now realized.
First and foremost.
I just now realized if we were to get rid of pennies, and obviously pennies would still be around, but they just wouldn't keep being produced.
That's exactly right.
But it's like later on down the road when, for whatever reason, we're out of pennies, like the price to use a wishing well is going to go up. I never really thought about that.
Okay.
The wishing well industry is going to boom in decades from now. Okay. Just think about it.
Let me put some thought to that. President Trump, on the way to Sunday's Super Bowl game in New Orleans, signed a proclamation declaring February 9th Gulf of America Day, and he did it all at 41,000 feet.
Aboard Air Force One, for the first time flying over the newly named Gulf of America, President Trump signing an executive order declaring February 9th as Gulf of America Day.
And we're flying right over it right now, so we thought this would be appropriate. Even bigger than the Super Bowl. This is a big thing.
The president's proclamation weeks after his executive order, which officially renamed the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America. The order, titled Restoring Names That Honor American Greatness, instructed the U.S. Secretary of the Interior to formalize the Gulf of America name change. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
God, the ego on the man, I tell you.
Marketing genius. No, he's a marketing genius.
You are correct. Very, very, marketing. Very big self-promoter. But no, I just love that.
I'm going to change Bill Veeck from the Chicago White Sox.
I'm going to change the name of it, and then I'm going to officialize a day honoring how I changed it. That's awesome. 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This update being brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road does have some backups currently. Same with 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Last major spot is Palafox Street. If you're traveling northbound passing Burgess Road heading towards Olive, we've still got some pretty severe congestion there. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 70 degrees right now, low of 61 this evening, and it's late tonight that we see about a 20% chance of showers fade in. Tomorrow's going to be pretty rainy, high of 74, low of 65. That rain's going to, the rain chance is currently leading late into the week.
Okay, is this going to be, as we said during the summer months, during our last, summer forecast, is right. It going to be hit and miss showers, or is this going to be a kind of a rain front that just wipes through the whole area?
It looks like there's some fluctuating percentages throughout the next several days. So I'm not seeing anything about thunderstorms. I'm seeing showers.
Okay.
So for the most part, at least.
All righty. Your operative word out of that whole dissertainment was nighttime. And I'm going to add on to that right now. The 60th Fighter Squadron out of Eglin is going to be conducting night flying operations tonight through Thursday. Pilots will be conducting night flying ops between 6 and 8 p.m. in about an hour from now, less than an hour from right now. So you might hear some the sound of freedom. Doggone it. That's what's happening.
Yeah, that's what it is. And one of the area's biggest tourist bars has lots of job openings as we head into the busy summer season. Floribama in Perdido Key reportedly has more than 200 job openings across their several properties. If you are interested in something like this or want to know what they entail, you can apply online at floribama.com.
You know, that is a crazy place to work. I mean,
really?
I did a couple of shows from there, and boy, and the unique thing about it is, the Floribama is worldwide known. People that go into the Floribama, you don't know who's there. And it's always a lot of fun up there. So they got 200, did you say 200 job openings?
Yes. Give or take.
All right. There you go. 2024 SRIA visitor survey for a different beach. We're talking about Perdido. Now we're going to take you back over here to Pensacola Beach.
All right.
The SRIA visitor survey reveals the total economic impact. Get these numbers. I want you to kind of digest them. They're big. $966.4 million, that's the economic impact.
Right.
8,242 jobs, visitors, and generating $287.6 million in personal income, fueling multiple industries just beyond the hospitality side of it. $493.5 million to the gross regional product and tax revenue from tourism, reaching $131.8 million. You want to call this a cash cow?
Sure.
Go ahead, call it. Because you'd be right.
It's a cash cow.
You would be right along the line in that one.
Well, in keeping with the summer beach tourism woo Sunshine State theme, once again, Escambia County officials looking at parking and traffic issues on Pensacola Beach. This is not their first time. District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hofberger says they're looking at the possibility of a parking garage, but she says they don't want some concrete cubby hole to put cars in. They want something artful and unique to the area. Like, for example, this is just my example, not hers. Downtown Pensacola, they got the Jefferson Street parking garage with, like, murals and stuff and some artistic significance, right? Isn't
yes,
it that?
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
So that's the thing. thing. It may be in the beach, especially with just how vibrant of a place it's supposed to be with the white beaches and the notability and the beach ball tower. I think that's not too tall of a task.
No, and I think having Ashley on that board gives it a nice soft touch, and she brings along a lot of good ideas, especially the non-concrete ideas.
Yeah.
And adding something that has a little bit of beautification to it. Mm-hmm. So,
it's the beach. Come on. You don't want it looking like a warehouse.
Absolutely right. One car maker. Okay, I'll tell you who it is. Ford is expecting mounting electrical vehicle losses this year. I mean, there's just a small percentage number of cars out there that are electric compared to the big picture. But Jeff Manasso explains it for us.
In its fourth quarter earnings announcement, Ford signaling its losses to its EV division are projected to continue this year after losing over $5 billion in 2024 amid sluggish consumer demand and industry pricing pressures. Unlike Ford, GM does not report its electric division's sales and financial figures separately, but says the company saw a 50% increase in sales last year from the year before, marking its best sales year ever for EVs. Last year, Toyota announced it would postpone its plans to build EVs until next year, and Volvo in September dropped its plan to go all electric by 2030. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All righty, 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, a pause on President Trump's buyout offer to federal employees is being extended. Details on that whole debacle and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One of my favorite church hymns on the topic of prayer is entitled, I Must Tell Jesus. The four verses deal with two topics, handling heavy burdens and fighting sinful temptation. Here are the words to the first verse. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. That's powerful, right? Here are the words of the fourth verse. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus and he will help me over the world the victory to win. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you're facing today, whether it's heavy burdens or it's sinful temptation, take time to pray and tell Jesus and let him work in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today. And decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
During tax season, your personal info travels to a lot of places you can't control. Between payroll, your home office, your tax preparer, and the IRS, if your W-2 gets exposed, that's just the ticket for identity thieves. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't let identity thieves take you for a ride. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now is Carrie Underwood entertaining us on this Monday afternoon. Why do I keep thinking this is Friday? I for some reason, it's like a block.
I wish.
No. We got an exciting week coming up here. I got some great stuff pulled up this week. And I invite you to be around with us. We do this 4 to 7 on Pensacola Right Now. So thanks a lot for taking us along with you. And first of all, taking us home with you this afternoon. Hey, you know what? Didn't take that long. Fox has announced that it's going to be launching a new standalone streaming service by the end of the year. The service would focus on sports and news content. It now looks like Fox is taking a page out of DirecTV's book and is preparing to launch a similar sports and news streaming bundle of its own. And for those young sports casters that are looking for an avenue to kind of display their talents, there's another source.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It comes hard sometimes to find those opportunities.
I feel so seen.
There's one for you. Hey, Department of Government Efficiency facing several legal challenges as it attempts to fight government waste. Hillary Vaughn's on Capitol Hill.
Over the weekend, a judge ruling that they are banning access to the Treasury payment system for the DOGE team out of fear that sensitive information could be disclosed. But President Trump says DOGE will not be deterred and will continue to deliver on their mission of saving Americans money. The DOGE team has expanded its spread to other agencies. Musk saying, quote, the DOGE team just discovered that FEMA sent $59 million last week to luxury hotels in New York City to house illegal migrants. Democrats are promising not to go down without a fight. They are considering shutting the government down to protest all the wasteful spending that DOGE is exposing to the American people.
All righty, a couple minutes past 5:25 here, so we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Our worst-looking spots are going to be on Highway 90, traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road, and Highway 29, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Also, still got some very bad congestion at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess, so look out for that. But that typically gives us issues this hour. As for the weather, 70 degrees, low of 61 tonight. We're going to see those rain chances start to bleed in late this evening. Tomorrow, going to be a rainy day, about a 50% chance of showers on your Tuesday, with a high of 74 and low of 65.
527 News Radio 92.3. Okay, you got the happy Philadelphia Eagles fans over on this side. You got some disappointed Kansas City Chiefs fans on that side. Experts are now examining the health effects of rooting for a sports team. Lisa Brady has the details.
This is House Call for Health. With Super Bowl 59 in the books, win or lose, have you ever wondered why people care so much about their favorite teams? Well, there's a psychology behind fandoms. Dr. Edward Hurt is a psychological and brain sciences professor at Indiana University. He says that being a fan becomes such a central part of our identity that it's one of the things we feel people should know about us. Being a part of a fandom can help trigger positive feelings, giving people a sense of contributing to a team. So their success is our success. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And mentioned this before the break, a pause on President Trump's buyout offer to federal employees being extended. A federal judge in Boston extended his block on Monday that impacts over 2 million federal employees and issued a temporary restraining order. It comes after he initially paused the buyout offer late last week, and labor unions challenged the legality of the plan, which offers employees pay through September if they choose to resign.
Okay, I like this. President Trump, Okay, President Trump. Not just there's Trump. Trump is calling for Ukraine to provide the U.S. with rare earth minerals in exchange for the over $180 billion in aid sent to that country. This is what you call reaping your ROI. in a nutshell, Benjamin Hall has more on this report.
Now what President Trump is suggesting is that could well happen through a deal to access Ukraine's rare earth minerals. It is has the seventh largest percentage of uranium, of titanium. Many of these crucial rare earth minerals are out there, and the two countries are now talking about doing it. President Zelensky has said that he talked to President Trump about this back in September, and he has made it very clear that the U.S. would be at the top of the list of countries to get that because the U.S. has helped Ukraine more than any other country. So if you can both give Ukraine the weapons and the aid this way, you can both push back against China. The big caveat of this deal is that so much of these rare earth minerals are now being controlled by Russian forces.
Okay, coming up in 7 minutes, it is the good, the bad, and the ugly of the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll talk about it. It's coming up.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. A federal judge continuing to temporarily block the Trump administration's buyout plan for federal workers. Atlanta Goldstein is the lead attorney for the group suing the administration.
He said that his current injunction that he issued last week will continue to be extended until he issues a subsequent decision.
Democracy Forward argues the bio proposal has not been funded by Congress. The plan by the Trump administration is, they say, part of a larger initiative to cut excess government spending and reduce the size of the federal workforce. In an exclusive interview with Fox's Brett Baer, President Trump says he's not ready to endorse Vice President J.D. Vance as the Republican presidential nominee for 2028.
I don't think that it, you know, I think you have a lot of very capable people. So far, I think he's doing a fantastic job. It's too early.
The president sat down with Brett at Mar-a-Lago last week for an interview. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Shares of steel and aluminum companies surged today after President Donald Trump said he would impose 25% duties on all imports of the metals into the U.S. Cleveland-Cliffs surged more than 14% today. Nucor jumped more than 7%, and U.S. Steel and Alcoa added more than 3% and 4%, respectively. Stocks rose today on Wall Street as big names hit the ground running to start the week of training. The Dow was up 167, the S&P 500 added 40, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by more than 190 points. Hyatt Hotels will reportedly buy Playa Hotels and Resorts for roughly $2.6 billion. The acquisition follows rising interest in luxury offerings outside of the U.S. as more Americans take advantage of a stronger dollar. U.S. crude oil futures for March up 2% above $72 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Eyezervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Nick Sirianni's made the playoffs all 4 years on the job in Philadelphia. Sirianni's made it to 2 Super Bowls and last night won his first ever Lombardi Trophy as his Philadelphia Eagles dismantled the Kansas City Chiefs. And last year after the Eagles collapse, I thought Philly needed to move on from Sirianni. However, you're defined when everyone counts you out, and Sirianni made many people, including myself, eat our words as Nick feasted on the rest of the NFL this past season. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is the story of the one.
As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Join Claimology Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's Thursday at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now
with Chris and Austin
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 923, Pensacola Right Now. Austin is in a disco mood today, I think.
Yeah, kind of.
You know, and the tracks are great, but it's just kind of like grouped in there. I thought, starting to recognize the fact that you're on a roll today.
Yeah, I can't remember. I played Joan Jett in the last hour. I can't remember what I played after her, and I know we most recently played Carrie Underwood, so I've got a diverse mix here.
Yeah, you do. That's a good song, by the way.
I know. I love that song.
Okay. Let me talk Ice Flyers before we jump into a recap of... we're going to talk about a lot of different things here in sports. We're going to talk about, of course, Super Bowl 59 and how that played out. We'll touch on that one. You've probably been overwhelmed with everything. So we'll make it... We'll keep it nice and easy for you. Doing some important stuff from that event. Also, off mic, Austin and I were talking about NBA and Karl Malone.
Right.
Whatever happened to
the mailman?
The mailman,
as he
exactly.
Said, yeah.
That's was his nickname. On right. There. But we'll talk about that coming up here. But let me first get in and get this because doggone it, I have the sometimes I forget to add them during the sports segment, and I'm talking about the Ice Flyers. Got to remember our good guys. Friday, Saturday, Macon came into Pensacola, swept the Flyers in the base sitter. Another brutal road week on the way for Pensacola. Traveling up to Birmingham for a weekend series, that's not fun because Birmingham is an excellent team.
Right.
So are the Flyers, but Birmingham is a good team. It's going to be a real good matchup. Flyers returning home against Evansville. It'll be a three-game series beginning Friday, February 21st. And, of course, for each of those games, well, actually, two of the games, the puck will drop at 7:05. Then it'll be a Sunday matinee-type game at 4. So just remember that. And the Eagles are Super Bowl champs again, dominating the two-time defending champs Chiefs, 40-22. Tim McAllister was in New Orleans.
The Eagles' defense set the tone in Super Bowl 59, intercepting Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes twice and sacking him six times, but the MVP award, as it often does, went to the quarterback.
We're going to run some clock, or maybe throw the dagger. Hurts going deep, fire off, Devontae Smith! He has got it! Touchdown!
Courtesy Fox, Jalen Hurts' 46-yard touchdown pass to Devontae Smith was the dagger in the second half. He threw two touchdown passes and ran for another on a classic Eagles tush push at the goal line and totaled 293 yards. Hurts was great in defeat in Super Bowl 57, and now he's a Super Bowl MVP. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Yeah, we talked about it last hour. I mean, Jalen Hurts, he was MVP. He absolutely deserved it. Just if we're just talking about individual players here, and I think he silenced some doubters. I'm happy for him. Happy for Saquon. His performance was a bit more limited than we thought, but we're happy to see him move on to something greater and see some success because of it. I will say this, though, Chris, because I told you this during break. I love Xavier Worthy. I think if the Chiefs, if you're a Chiefs fan and you want to take anything away from how your guys performed last night, look at Xavier Worthy. Look at how well he did, refusing to give up late in the game against that team on that stage. So little left to fight for, balling out like he did. He's going to be a phenomenal talent, hopefully for years to come in this league.
I will tell you who I am happy for. It is the residents and citizens of New Orleans, Louisiana.
Why is that?
Well, because they didn't go crazy. The Philadelphia fans didn't come to New Orleans after the win and destroy anything. They did it in Philadelphia. They just held on, and what happened? Arrests were made after, and their mayor was on these very airwaves last week,
right,
begging the fans, please don't do anything crazy. Don't be unruly. Well, they did. Eagles fans celebrated the team's Super Bowl victory. Yeah, you know, traditional stuff, burn a few buildings, cars, things like that.
Right.
Christian Goodwin has more.
Philadelphia police announcing dozens of arrests and citations after thousands flocked to the streets to mark the Eagles' victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. Videos shared online show people jumping on vehicles and setting off fireworks with fires spotted in the streets. Police say at least five people were arrested for assaulting officers, two for aggravated assault, and one for reckless endangerment, noting at least 29 others were cited for disorderly conduct, adding four businesses and four sanitation department trucks were vandalized. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Someone was paying attention last week. We got a texter named Roy dropping in saying that's because they greased the poles in NOLA.
You know, Roy, you are one smart guy, and thank you for remembering that. You know, that's what I was yelling about last week.
Yes, and we always appreciate texter feedback, texter input.
That actually, listen, that's wonderful.
You can always drop in at 850-437-1620. Yeah, let us know what's going on.
You're a good guy. I don't care what they say about you, Roy. I thank you so much for listening today. Hey, President Trump may want to bring back plastic straws. Let me tell you, the environmentalists are going crazy over this one.
I've heard of this, yeah.
Lauren Simonetti reporting from the Apple.
President Trump says paper straws don't work and plans this week to undo former President Biden's push for the federal government to ditch single-use plastics, including straws, by 2035. States like California, Oregon, and Vermont already have, although you can get a plastic straw if you ask for one. Many customers prefer them.
Plastic, of course.
Why?
Paper straws get soggy, they fall apart.
They don't last long enough. I don't mind using them.
I'd rather just use my own, like, personal straw.
The issue has been dividing drinkers for years, but a potential executive order could help the oil industry since most plastic comes from fossil fuels. In New York, Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
And I think this is funny because
me too.
President Trump was using the analogy of how many ties he's ruined. He said, you see this blue tie here? If I were to have a paper straw, I'd be all ruined. I've run so many. That was his analogy. So that was one reason why they shouldn't do paper.
I do have to tip my cap to President Trump in one regard when it comes to this whole situation. Right. And that is, even though it's frivolous, it's a matter of, you know, trying to capture what the people want. You know, like, he's really trying to lean into that image, of course. And that's what you would want in from a president, at least in theory. So to see him saying, you know what? All I hear about is people complaining about paper straws, so we're going to get rid of them. I mean, thank you, Mr. President. We salute you.
Give me that executive order pen. Come on, bring it over here.
Golly, man, this guy's all right.
All right. He's trying. Yeah. You know, what has he been in office now? 3 weeks or something like that?
Since January 20th. So, yeah, just about.
Okay. Hey, Walt Disney Company scaling back its DEI initiatives. And activist investors are pushing the Mouse House to go even further. Disney joins a growing trend of companies from Meta to John Deere. You got your deer? Those are the, little tractors, John Deere tractors.
Oh, no, I know what John Deere is.
Okay. That have rolled back or eliminated DEI initiatives. Company also dropped the Disney look appearance guidelines from their DEI section in the 2024 SEC filings. Mm. Disney's coming around.
Yeah. And when you mention John Deere, I always think of this big fat green tractor, or not tractor, but like lawnmower that my grandmother had, and it looked like a tractor. And just, she still has it. And man, I remember when I was a kid, like during spring break or summer break, whatever, when I was at her house a lot, she was mowing that grass, and it was just, man, I'll never forget the smell of that thing.
She loved her deer.
Yes, she loves that John Deere. She still has it. Just past 5:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the
now
roads and weather.
That's a testimonial right there.
Yeah, yeah, it's sitting in the garage.
Ring your grandmother up. Let's get her on the phone.
Yeah, yeah, we'll ring her up and ask her about John Deere in a second. our worst-looking spots on the road here are at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. That's been giving us a lot of trouble throughout this afternoon, especially traveling northbound on Palafox towards Olive. Also have some issues on Michigan Avenue, traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, and a little bit of backups are developing on Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. As for the weather, 70 degrees, low of 61 this evening. Tomorrow going to be a rainy Tuesday, high of 74, low of 65.
I can't believe they have not got this General Chappie James Jr. Memorial finished and well on its way here. But let me give you the latest. This is where we're standing as of this very minute. Scambia commissioners want to secure $1 million in funding with the city for a new General Chappie James Jr. Memorial downtown before the end of this month. The board is planning to propose tourist development dollars to be used to fund the project and pass ownership of that memorial onto the city. Mayor Reeve says the city is committed to getting it done when the county moves forward. Next county commission meeting set for Feb 20th. And as they say in hee-haw talk, get her done.
Alrighty.
Get her done.
Ed with a bead, 5:47 here around this time every hour. I'd like to give you another reminder of the stock numbers. Wall Street closing higher to start the week. The Dow Jones gaining 167 points to 44,470. The S&P 500 rising 40 points to 60,66. And the NASDAQ climbing 191 points to 19,714.
Okay, parking continues to be a key issue along Pensacola Beach. Escambia commissioners are looking to improve the parking stress level. You know, driving or circle, I hope somebody pulls out of a face. You've been down that road. District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger confirming the county has put out 2 requests for proposals, or we call them RFPs, to figure out traffic impact and more ideas to address the parking issue. One, numero uno, is a traffic study, including a parking garage. The other is to determine an efficient entry and exit strategy. A couple of things on the table. It's called progress.
Right.
Small steps, called progress. But anyway, let's just hope they can get that done. They do need the parking spaces out on the island. Negotiations, by the way, set to begin soon on a new pay structure for Escambia County firefighters right now. I was almost embarrassed to find this out. But no, this is not, listen to this. Right now, pay This is for somebody that runs into a burning building and saves somebody.
Right.
They get paid $13 an hour. You make more flipping burgers down the street. $13, by the way, is the state's minimum wage. Firefighters Union President Justin Markham.
So now this year was $13 an hour, and they adjusted the $12.99 to $13 an hour for a starting fireman. So you got guys that are making $13 an hour going into fires.
Jeez, I'm Pete's. Markham says they're hoping to bump the starting pay up to, and it's still an embarrassing figure, $17.99 an hour.
Yeah.
I'm not on board with this. I think they deserve a lot more. Markham is also pushing for a pay structure that would reward firefighters for staying with the department. At those rates, you think they're going to stay at the department? They can go down and flip burgers. It is, that is, I'm, you, do you have a better recommendation or suggestion here?
No, I get what you're saying. I'm watching your expressions as you're describing this.
Just,
the viewer, the listener doesn't get that.
Well, you know what?
They don't get that scenery.
I'm very engaged in this, and I do think, and I bet our listeners are on the same page with me.
Yeah.
That these guys and girls and ladies, whatever, deserve a decent salary. Right. That's not a decent salary. That's embarrassing.
All righty.
I think Destin, $25 an hour. Down in Destin.
Really?
For EMTs over there. Oh. Come on.
Yeah. That's not
it's not fair.
Mm. 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, got a report on seniors with their sleeping problems. Maybe I can call up my grandma for that as well. We'll see what she's dealing with. Yeah, John Deere and sleeping problems coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. It is Chris Bryan and Austin Price. 5:53, kind of sliding through this Monday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. I don't know if you've been keeping up with Hamas and releasing some of the hostages. Well, things were moving along slowly.
The bumper song was unintentional, by the way. I didn't know that was the next story we were going to cover. Go ahead.
But anyway, they're delaying next week's planned hostage release. And Jonathan Savage has more on this.
Hamas says Israel has violated the ceasefire agreement. The militants accuse the Israelis of delaying the return of displaced Palestinians to northern Gaza, targeting them with shelling and gunfire and blocking the entry of some humanitarian aid. More Israeli hostages were due to be released this coming Saturday as part of the first phase of the deal that stopped 15 months of war in Gaza. Hamas now says that as things stand, that release won't happen. The sides have carried out five swaps since the ceasefire went into effect, freeing 21 Israeli hostages and over 700 Palestinian prisoners. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check at the roads and weather for you. Around this time every afternoon slash evening, pre-evening, whatever you want to call it, we do see a lot of our congestion start to break up. Have a little bit on Highway 90, though, if you are traveling westbound towards East Spencerfield Road, so be on the lookout for that. Still have some on Palafox Street as well, traveling northbound passing Burgess Road. As for the weather, sitting at around 70 degrees right now, low of 61 this evening. Those rain showers, or rainfall, rather, that's going to creep in into your Tuesday, where it's going to be a wet 74 and low of 65.
Don't let him scare you, folks. He's on a rampage here about the rain stuff.
Yeah.
It's my doing. It's going to be hit or miss. So hopefully it does not hit you. I hope it does miss you.
Yeah, it's a 50% chance of shower, so not the end of the
world. There you go. Okay. Hey, President Trump, no fan of one British royal family member. I think we can all read into this and know who he's talking about. Howie Kurtz has more in this Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
President Trump will comment on just about anything when the New York Post asked him about Prince Harry, who some folks want to kick out of the country, allegation of not being clear about past drug use. President said he wouldn't be a part of that. Then he said he's got enough problems with his wife. She's terrible. Couldn't resist taking a shot at Meghan Markle. Meanwhile, for all the policy battles he's involved in, Trump has fired all of the people who are on the board of the Kennedy Center and named himself the chairman. Now, this is about giving a finger to the establishment. He also said he didn't like the fact there'd been a couple of drag shows at what is the premier Washington venue for concerts and opera and plays. Well, now Trump is in charge of that, too. This is him wanting to get back with the culture wars. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Alrighty, and mentioned this before the break. As many as half of seniors complain about sleep problems. That's according to researchers at Yale. That's as many as 27 million Americans. Yale experts say that health issues are often to blame, as well as side effects from prescription medications, including blood pressure drugs. My goodness.
Yale hell, you know? That's what they always scream up there.
Yeah. That's
okay, not much of a secret here. I'm a big Neil Young fan. Not his politics, but I'm a great fan of his music. There is a new compilation album celebrating the music of Neil. Michelle Polino has a report.
Heart of Gold, a Neil Young tribute album, is on the way with Eddie Vedder, Fiona Apple, Brandi Carlile, Mumford & Sons, Sharon Van Etten, and the Lumineers, among the artists contributing covers to the first volume, out April 25th. All proceeds will benefit the Bridge School, which Young and his late wife, Peggy, founded in the Bay Area for children with severe speech and physical disabilities. First two tracks from the collection are out now. Courtney Barnett's take on Lot of Love and Chris Pierce's rendition of Southern Man. Vedder offers a live recording of The Needle and The Damage Done, while Apple covers the compilation's title track. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty. You know, just a moment ago, we were talking about well-known...
We were talking about a lot of things a moment ago.
Well, we were talking about well-known people that Trump doesn't really like. Taylor Swift thought she had a better reputation in the NFL, but Eagles fans say otherwise. Swift was booed by Philly fans after being shown on the Jumbotron at the Caesars Superdome for the Super Bowl last night. The star seemed confused by the negative reaction as she side-eyed the camera while seated next to Ice Spice in her suite. But President Trump, commenting on this, said that she had a tougher night than the Chiefs after the booing. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said, quote, MAGA is very unforgiving, unquote. The pop star endorsed former VP Kamala Harris's presidential run last year. Of course, we covered that. So, yeah, I guess Trump saw that as a win.
You just have to laugh about it sometimes. I mean, oh, no. Sometimes, you know, if you take
gossip like this is always
all
petty.
Too serious, you're just going to give yourself an ulcer or something like that.
Right.
Okay, listen. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, former TV personality with Fox and Friends, heads to Europe on his first overseas trip since being confirmed in that role. Jennifer Griffin has more.
His first stop is Stuttgart, Germany, where he will visit U.S. European Command and U.S. Africa Command for operational updates. In Brussels, Secretary Hegseth will attend the Ukraine Defense Contact Group, led by the U.K. for the first time, and participate in the NATO Defense Ministerial. His final stop is Poland, where he will discuss NATO's eastern defense with Polish leaders. Poland is spending over 4% of its GDP on defense. Right now, 23 NATO allies are spending more than 2% of their GDP on defense as required. A big part of his trip will be to discuss the war in Ukraine.
All righty, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, what better time to get petty revenge on an ex and do some good at the same time? A number of zoos around the country offering the opportunity to name an animal after an ex that will be fed to a zoo animal. At the San Antonio Zoo, you can name a cockroach, rodent, or even a vegetable.
Yeah, make sure you check out the Gulf Breeze Zoo. That's a winner for you.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.